League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
The Veritex Community Bank Studios.
There once was a man with infinite power, and Satan was his name. Oh.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I know we got to talk about. This generation, I just watched Zion Williamson's baby reveal party.
Well, you watched his video.
Yeah.
An entire full-fledged produced video.
Produced video.
With drone
music
shots.
Video. With people drinking their drinks out of baby bottles. Doing baby clothing races where you had to put on the clothing and see who won. This generation is embarrassing. And then what came out with it, you know. They had the baby reveal party, and then Mariah came out, and she started swinging, and some of the things that she revealed.
Mariah Carey?
No, Mariah, what's her last name? She's the other one. It's that.
Oh, you're talking about Mills, yeah.
Yeah, Mariah Mills.
The porn star.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so is it, okay, I have to wait for RJ on this one.
I didn't know what a Mariah Mills was.
So she's an OnlyFans model.
Well, she's an sex education teacher too.
Well, she's a sex worker.
Right.
She says she's a sex worker.
Okay.
So the drama there, and this is better than the Astros, the drama there is that he ended up with, she says, I don't know. She says she's the stripper, so he ended up getting a stripper pregnant. Is this true, RJ, that the other girl was a stripper and this one is a porn star and OnlyFans model? Is this what we're dealing with here?
According to the reports, yes.
Yeah. So there's a porn star going after a stripper, well, really going after Zion, saying that just last week you were doing this to me, and then she gave some
of the stuff that
she gave some, and then you were going to move me here. Here's a screenshot.
Yeah,
you better hope I'm not pregnant. Why couldn't it be me? It was really a lot of just basically
a lot of stuff.
Very mad that it wasn't her.
Yeah,
very mad. Like she couldn't even hide it. Zion over the last 2 years is more known for this than anything on the basketball court.
No. So he was going to move her to New Orleans, allegedly. Why? He's never in New Orleans.
But
why?
He's there. Well, he makes lots of money there.
Yeah, he makes lots of money there. But is he actually there?
Yeah, he lives there.
Yeah.
He still gets the same checks and he lives there. He's sleeping bag.
No, you know, probably, but as much as he rehabs, he's probably somewhere else.
No, he's there. The food's good. He's there. Now, she said she got him back in shape.
She did?
OnlyFans model.
She did. Working.
That's
working
what she him. Says.
Okay.
She says she got him back in shape and it's because of her. And why, you know, why would you do this to us? What about, why couldn't it be me? It was like, all this played out on Twitter. I was like, oh my God.
So embarrassing.
I can't believe the NBA is Real House Husbands or whatever.
It is.
It's just crazy to me that this is like, and I'm reading it. I'm part of the problem. I'm going down the whole. RJ came in and asked what I thought about the Zion stuff, knowing full well I would have seen this. And I went down all of Miss Mills' tweets. I was like, oh my God, Zion, why would you do this to her? Why would you give her this false hope if you were just going to get the stripper pregnant? Why couldn't it have been the porn star?
Why? Why?
Why? I was with her. I was like, this isn't right. After I saw some of the screencasts, I'm like, this is wrong. Why? Is, why? She helped you get back to, well, nothing.
Why can't
she help
it be?
You get back to where you said that you mentally didn't feel like Zion? That's what how the season ended for him. Like, I'm physically healthy. I just don't feel like me. So I'm just not going to play the rest of this year either.
I got a lot of stuff on my plate right now. I'm planning a baby gender yeah, reveal like, party.
Guys, listen, I mean, I just don't feel like myself. I've got to find a videographer.
Right.
I got to figure out whether or not we have to
have an
original song made or license the song. We've got to get baby bottles for our cocktails. This is a lot. I've got a lot going on. Literally. Well, what about playoff run? I mean, honestly, there's going to be lots of playoff runs. There's only going to be one first baby. So I don't like.
Well,
I don't know if there's
one
lots
first
of,
baby with her.
Yeah, one first. I don't know if there's going to be lots of playoff runs for you either, Zion. You're not here ever. You don't play basketball. Who plays more, Zion or Jacob DeGrom? Over the last 3 years, who's played more games?
Oh, Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom. He pitched 6 games this year.
Over the last 3 years, I said.
Oh, over the last 3 years? It's still going to be Jacob DeGrom.
All right, let's see.
Plus, you got double the game. So you got to cut Jacob DeGrom's in half.
Double the games?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to cut his in half. He never pitches.
No, but there are 162 opportunities.
I think you're going to be awfully
surprised. It's still a 6-month. They're both 6-month. Yeah, so okay.
Okay, so Jacob DeGrom over the last 3 years.
There's a lot more baseball opportunities.
Has played a total of 32 games.
Way more than Zion.
32 games. Over the last 3 years?
Did Zion play it?
Well, you might be right, actually, but that's just 32 is not much over 3 years, John.
32. He pitched in 32 games
over the last 3 years. 32 games over the last 3 years.
He averages 10 a year, and he's making $40 million. Averages 10 games a year.
Yeah. That's right. He's the sleeping bag, too. I mean, it's injury, but still, he's getting paid for literally nothing.
No, Zion's probably more.
Now, Zion, over the last 3 years, I don't care about his traditional, here we go, games played. No, yeah.
Zion's more.
29 games played last year.
He did?
61 the year before.
He played 29?
Yeah, and then he stopped after that.
Well,
he's played 29 of 82. Why are you acting like that's a high number?
Oh, that seemed like a lot for me.
I know, but he missed 53 games.
I know, but that seems like a lot for me. I didn't think.
Oh, actually, the year before, yeah, he didn't play the year before at all. That's right, because of the injury. And then he played 61 in 2021.
So he is.
Which would have been bubble year, yeah.
So he's 90 games.
Now, 19 and 20, he played 24.
90 games.
Yeah, so it's not. He doesn't play much.
No. He missed an entire year. We know that. Yeah.
So he's played 29 games the last 2 years. But yeah, the bubble year, he had 61.
But he played the whole season.
Yeah, he's played way more than Jacob DeGrom.
Way more. Oh, no. He's like, shut up, Lance.
But the year before that, he played 24.
And who had a better gender reveal party? Oh, no question.
Yeah, no, Zion.
The food that they had there?
Yeah, no, Zion is.
He had, and the drinks, had the baby bottles, and Zion. Man, Zion. Someday you're going to have to worry about playing basketball or something. I don't know.
Not really. He has FU money.
He does.
He got another country. He got the big country.
He does.
So he
that's
actually
all guaranteed,
does.
Too.
Once you get, and this is the thing that people are realizing in all sports, in live too, in golf too.
Yeah.
Once you get to a certain point of money, you basically, if it's guaranteed, you don't really have to do anything anymore. That's why it's so important for teams to find out who really loves it and who wants to do it. Because once because in professional sports, and I mean Premier League, we deal with this with Calvert-Lewin's ass over at Everton, Mr. Hamstring. But in all the sports across the board, the money is getting so high for top players that once you reach it, if you just kind of want to fake your way out of it and play a little bit and then sit out hurt and do all that stuff or not play as hard, there's nothing anyone can do. The money's guaranteed. So you don't really have to. And I think that's honestly, I mean, I have to believe that that's part of the reason why there's a record number of injuries that require players to sit out massive amounts of games. I think a lot of guys just don't really love it. I mean, Chris Paul said that to a room where I was in, that it's a shocking amount of players in the NBA who don't love it like he does. And it was the most disappointing thing he ever, it took him 3 years in the league to realize, wait a minute, I thought we were all pulling toward the same thing here. And then he realized, nope, most guys, higher than 50%, most guys don't really care about it. So, but when the money's lower, you have, why do you think we always talk about it's a contract year? Because the guy scrapes it together and plays his best during a contract year. Well, that's also concerning if you, you know, yeah. you decide you want to play because you got another paycheck coming up. That's the concern with, you know, with Laremy Tunsil, who is a great player. Well,
it's
but
been the concern with Jadeveon Clowney. He yeah. won't get, he not no one, get, wants, no
to,
one wants to
no
give
one
him
wants to give him no. because they just think it's going to be already. He doesn't put the same work in. So I think it's a concern right now. You know, you just gave Zion Williamson a bunch of money. He has known weight problems with a big frame that is going to put more stress on his lower body. And now he just this year told you he just mentally didn't feel like Zion, so he just didn't play, even though he was physically 100%. The year before, he was doing windmill dunks and wouldn't play. So it just looks like a guy who just won't play. But now he's got this in his life.
Okay.
I'm playing out on Twitter, by the way.
Is this all going to get in the way of him starting next season? Is he going to be there for next season?
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to want to prove
that was almost a Ben Simmons postseason
yeah.
for him.
Yeah, that was really
that
embarrassing.
He just decided, I'm good, I'm fine.
I wouldn't have said that.
Never.
I would have just kept that to myself. He literally told everybody, no, I'm physically 100%.
I just don't feel like me.
I'm physically 100%. I just don't feel like Ben Simmons right now. I mean, I don't feel like Zion. He was asked, well, when do you think you're – he goes, I don't know. When I feel like Zion, I'll feel like Zion. Like, wow. So, no, I think this year he'll be – he'll want to prove something. We'll see. We'll see. My guess is he gets into the low 60s again on games played, which would be good for him. It'd be a record. So, we'll see. Yeah. Guys well, who are playing
hey,
were –
you just got to set personal records, that's all.
Yeah, that's all you're – you're just trying to get – I mean, you're on a second contract. You're just trying to get into the 70 games played mark at some point.
Yeah.
If you, I don't think he'll ever get 70 games played in his career. In a regular season?
Did you see that there's a rumor out there about what – Jaws suspension is going to be, speaking of games played?
Well, his people said 30 games.
His people said there's never been more than a 30-game suspension for a guy that who wasn't charged with a crime. Never been. And the commissioner ain't doing that. And the NBA PA is coming after him if he does.
So?
Yeah. Well,
what are they going to do?
Right. Well, I mean.
Ooh, the NBA well, PA.
Then, you know, well, then they go to, you know, arbitration or whatever.
So they're saying 30 because they're just trying to put that out there early.
Yeah.
Not well, because they're hearing that
well,
from David
but,
Silver.
What, for a toy gun? Because Josh says it was a toy gun. You know that, right?
David Silver said they found other stuff. I think David
Adam Silver.
I mean, not David. David Silver's from 90210. David Silver did one of his dances and then said, "It's been they had multiple events. Yeah, no,
I don't
it's
know
not. David Silver is okay. on 90210. Yeah, Adam Silver. I created... David Stern and Adam Silver, and I made him David
well,
Silver. I did not mean 90210's
okay.
David Silver.
Okay. But it was, Josh says it was a toy gun. So, you know, months after it happened, of course,
totally
you're going to reveal the truth. You don't, you're going to wait, but you just wait. Okay. I just want to wait on this information.
Who would have a toy gun in a car?
You can't. Yeah, you can't.
Why would you have a toy gun?
Because of one of his buddies passed that they had a toy gun in the back. They
Why would they have a toy gun? No one believes that. Have you seen? There's literally zero people on Twitter, and Twitter wants to believe in Ja, and no one believes in Ja. They all know it's a
well,
lie.
Shannon Sharp didn't believe. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp went off. He's still with Skip.
Yeah, he's finishing through the playoffs.
Well, but
through the NBA Finals. That's and then they've
like
gone.
Still sleeping with your wife after you're divorced. I mean,
well,
isn't it?
He's going through the motions.
Is well, I want him to be, but I want him to be true to his heart. I don't like this.
He will. He got 2 weeks. Give your 2 weeks notice.
I guess. Yeah.
So this is 2 weeks.
Well, that
and they're trying to figure out
actually,
who the new host is going to be. It's going to be between Nick Wright, Joy Taylor, LaShawn McCoy, and I feel like there's one other person, but maybe not. Maybe those.
It's
are
probably,
those
it's
are
probably going to be LaShawn. Probably going to be.
LaShawn. I think it could be Nick.
It could be Nick too. Yeah, it could be Nick because Nick. That's a perfect. Actually, it's not a bad match
because I don't think Nick will like. Nick is the same way as Skip Bayless. So Yeah. They won't, like, Shannon is emotional, highly emotional. So some of the things, like Skip said things that were way out of line with Shannon. And so Shannon just got, like, really mad and upset. I think Nick is just the same way Skip is. I think he knows that this is all a money. It's all a money con anyway.
That's all.
We're conning you for money. You'll keep coming back. And we'll keep getting paid because you're so outraged and angry at what we say. He knows how the game is played.
Nick knows. Nick knows.
Yeah,
the
Nick knows how the game is
Nick is probably perfect for it, but it's probably going to be a name like LeSean. We'll see.
I'm just surprised that he won't call his best friend Rob Parker.
Is Skip is he friends with Rob Parker?
Oh, like they're close. Are they really? Rob is teaching at USC now, but he does like an afternoon show with Chris Broussard.
Yeah. Didn't Rob get in trouble for calling?
At ESPN? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, at ESPN.
He called him a
cornball brother.
Cornball brother.
Is he getting in trouble for that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he got like fired.
Yeah.
For that?
That's what got him.
I didn't think that was what got him
and
fired.
And I think he also said Russell something Wilson, like about right? SMU. Yeah. And then got in trouble for that. So
yeah, Rob, that might be something. Maybe they want to stay away from that. But I don't know. They're on Fox Sports Radio together.
Yeah, Rob and Chris Broussard have a show, The Odd Couple, like that they do. And I'm just surprised. I mean, him and Skip are like tight. So
yeah,
I'm surprised
Skip doesn't do that.
Yeah,
surprised Skip doesn't do that.
All right, let's break. And 1 week when we come back, we'll talk about this Astros game last night. Another just boring game. Nice job. We'll talk about that on the other side. But first, we're going to talk about Craig DeCerf, who's not boring.
No, he's not boring. He has some really good programs for you right now for pickup trucks. If you're a big fan of pickup trucks, and let's say you're looking for a pickup truck right now, I got to tell you that every month there's something new that will come out in terms of lease or purchase or APR finance. This is one of the best ones that I've seen in a long time. Right now, you've got a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Turbomax, and it's got a very, very powerful engine. There's a 1.9% APR financing on it for well-qualified buyers, or you can get $2,750 total cash allowance. Great opportunity, not to mention the great Gulf Coast Chevy dealer discounts. So you got dealer discounts. You can choose between 1.9% APR financing or $2,750 in total cash allowance. And then, of course, you're going to get the type of truck that you're looking for. What are you looking for on the interior or exterior? If they don't have it, they will find it for you. They do business the right way at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, and there is terrific trade-in value available for you for all of your pre-owned vehicles. Start shopping at LandZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it!
So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle. With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glenn Davis is going to join us at the top of the hour to talk about this messy to Miami thing. We'll talk about that. There's also a lot of stuff going on coaching wise with the USMNT, so we'll talk to him about that, all of that stuff, and the Dynamo at 8 o'clock. So we got that going on. We got Astros going on right now in Toronto, and has been good the last couple of games. After they score 11 runs, it's, you know, typical Astros. They just shut down offensively. That's all they got was Jordan Alvarez's 2-run homer. And that was it. He turned on that pitch. They made Gausman look like a hero, and they made Chris Bassett look like... Chris Bassett was through 5 innings and had thrown 43 pitches. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You got a really nice outing out of Rene Blanco, and he gave up 2 solo home runs. When he gave up the second one, it was like, well, there it is. They're not going to win this game. There's a zero chance of winning this game.
He missed the slider. He was good. He was solid. You know, had some.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good for what he. I mean, he had some. You know, he had some, put some men on base in terms of walks and.
Yeah.
Hung a slider that got beat out of the park. You know, that'll happen.
He does walk people. His
yeah, the walk stuff is a concern.
But he gets out of jams like a lot like Who was it the day
before? Fromber?
Well, Bielak. Bielak has been doing that as well. So
yeah, I think his stuff is better than Bielak's. Blanco's got pretty good stuff. He's got pretty good stuff. You know, it's one you want to keep an eye on. But yeah, no, Yiner Diaz played, no hits. Dusty wins again. You tried to go up against Dusty.
He hit the ball. Actually, he hit the ball pretty hard. But,
how did Dubon do?
How did Dubon do? Three hits.
I know. I'm starting to really think he's got to, like, it's going to be hard to keep him off the All-Star game.
It really is. Jose Altuve says he's voting for him. He's going to push for him. And
All-Star game's not until July.
How about Dubon doubling in the ninth inning to lead off the ninth inning, a clutch situation?
At what position?
And you've got Altuve, Gordon,
what position? What position does he get in?
What?
Because Jose Altuve will be playing second base from now until the All-Star break.
Yeah, probably still second base. Yeah, or
how? Or just this would be the weirdest situation in the world where Jose Altuve is the sitting second baseman for more than a month, month and a half, and another player goes to the All-Star game on his team at the same position.
Yeah,
I don't know that can happen.
And here,
I don't know that they would choose to make that happen.
And Dusty said, man, I guess I'm going to have to find a way to get him in the lineup more. Oh, really? Oh.
The guy hitting over 300 with a 700-plus.
Dusty's missing a good season.
OPS.
He's really missing a good season. Dana Brown came out the other day and said, well, yeah, Yiner's got to – we got to find a way to get him in the lineup more. The way that he's hitting really would be great to get him in the lineup more. I don't know. And then he sat the next day. And then he caught yesterday and was 0-for-3, so I guess we won't see him again for a month. But nobody. I mean, Greg Kessinger, that was nice. His first at bat, he hit a shot to center field and nothing. You got zero. If it wasn't for Jose Abreu with the single off of Bassett's glove, the last six hitters in the lineup had zero hits other than that. Zero. 13 and 22 at-bats with one hit. 1-for-22, the last six hitters in the lineup. And then Altuve had an offer as well. The only guys that did anything last night, Dubon and Yordan Alvarez. I'm looking at a list here of the top five MVP candidates from the American League. Yordan is on the list. Aaron Judge is number one. Shohei is number two. Bo Bichette is number three.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette is hitting and fielding. Bo Bichette's playing his ass off.
Yeah, he is.
Randy Arozarena's four and Yordan is five. I don't know why Yordan is five, leading the league in RBIs and on pace for a huge, huge
year. On pace for about 40 home runs.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 17 now?
Yep.
Yeah, 17 now. Turned on that Bassett pitch. That was an inside pitch that I don't know how he hit that.
A lot of times he didn't hit those out of the park.
No.
Those inside. Well, up and in is where you throw them typically. But inside pitches, a lot of times he's not as good. You throw it outside, of course, he can drill it the other way, no problem. But inside's usually where you throw them. If he learns to start yanking those and getting his hands through, I've got some things that I can work on him with. But some ideas on beating the inside pitch. So hopefully I'll have a chance. I'm going to have to find him.
Okay.
I'm going to direct message him if he's, I don't know, are his DMs open?
I don't.
I'm going to send him a DM on Instagram and just like, hey, if your hands, I got some stuff that I think will work for him.
Okay.
I'd like to see him go from MVP candidate to MVP is what I'm saying.
Right. But he did hit a shot to center that Kiermaier came in on. Kiermaier's a great, great center fielder.
He's such a heckler.
He's a great center fielder. Hitting is okay. He's been good.
He was the one that you wanted a couple All-Star breaks. I mean, trade deadlines ago, right?
Well, I mean, his OPS is 830?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's good.
We'll take that. And play the
830? Yes.
Yeah, and play the kind of center field he's playing. But this is the first time that we really got pitch clocked. Abreu got pitch clocked and struck out. And Neris got pitch clocked and walked the guy that ended up scoring the winning run.
It's the first time I've seen anything.
Yeah, we got
the Astros.
This is the first time. Well, effect on an Astros game.
Uh-huh.
First time that that's happened. So that was, You know, they, I mean, he's Neris is staring in there looking in, and he's just taking his time and whatever. Somebody said Diaz probably should have called a timeout. Maybe. I don't know that you, in the last few seconds, that you're going to be able to get that job done. I don't know. But, boy, to get pitch clock, winning run is sucks. It sucks. And Neris just didn't pay attention. You can't lose your focus like he lost his focus there. Looking in, and then finally, and then they got the big base hit. Once they tied it up with that solo shot off of Ronel Blanco, I was like, you know, this offense is so off and on and so hot and cold. I mean, when it's nothing, it's nothing. Five hits that came, and four of them came out of two guys, Dubon and Alvarez, with hits that actually meant something. Abreu's that meant nothing. With two outs, he hits one off the glove. It should have been an out. And the Astros end up losing 3-2. They got they go tonight once again. And it is – who's throwing tonight? Tonight it's Fromber against Berrios. You know what? Fromber needs to come up and be that stopper. Fromber needs to come up and stop this because it's starting to get out of control right now. The losses are starting to pile up.
I know. Gilbert was wrong. He said we'd win the next. Yeah. He said we'd win the next couple, and he was wrong. But this is what Fromber. This is why you got to be the SP1. Fromber comes in and puts a stop to all this. And you want to see the bats. You know, bats were red hot 2 games ago, and then you got nothing over the last 2 days. So it's time for the bats to wake up a little bit. Hey, Dusty, let's have the best lineup we can today. And that includes having Jeremy Pena in the game, Jose Altuve in the game.
Bregman in the game.
Dubon in the game.
Yeah.
Bregman in the
game.
Yiner won't be in the game. He had his big chance and he blew it.
You
blew it.
0-for-3 when you should have, you know what?
You had to go 3-for-3 to have a shot.
You should have put the team on your back.
You had to go 3-for-3 to have a shot.
And he would, you know what? He would have played anyway today because Maldonado's going to catch for Fromber.
Yeah. That's his personal
And so there was zero chance, even with three hits and a game-winning home run.
And Abreu had a hit yesterday.
Yeah, well, off the glove of Bassett. That
doesn't matter.
Been an error.
I count it. He ripped it. Did you see what the exit velo was?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Not great.
Like 60.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No.
And then we got NBA Finals. We come back a little bit more. Another Jokic record.
Yeah.
Something that no one else has ever done, including Wilt, Kareem, Dream. I was thinking about this. If Dream had any of the stat lines that Jokic has on a regular basis, I would have lost my mind. I would have just said, this is if Dream ever had a 30-20-10 game,
yeah,
I would have lost my actual mind.
You know,
if he did something like that. And for Jokic, he's averaging a triple-doubles in the playoffs. It's like not a big deal for him.
No. We'll talk about it on the other side right here. And listen, they're going to be champions, and you want to be a champion. I got a call from my buddy the other day. He said, you know anybody? I said, I don't know anybody over there a champion anymore, but it doesn't matter. I don't need to. I mean, I just got an email from them that I need to re-sign. My contract is coming up, and I need to re-sign. And I'm like, yes, okay, where do you want me to sign? Because it's going to be great. They always, always, always take care of you. If there's a better rate out there, and what electricity company is doing that? We got to hurry up and get to this better rate for you. What? So I pay you less money? Okay. All right, I'm in on that. And that's what happens all the time with Champion Energy. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. If you're looking for the best way to get electricity to your home and pay less, get the confidence and get the efficiency of Champion Energy. I've called them twice, and the only times I've called them is when we moved. That's it. Otherwise, I've never had any issue whatsoever with the great people. Champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
On the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
It is John and Lance. This segment is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue's famous Hoffee Burger. It's layered with all the good stuff, topped with an onion ring created by Mr. Ken Hoffman. Try it for yourself at either Damaris Barbecue location. Have you ever had Hoffee in your mouth?
Nope.
You haven't?
I've had a Hoffee Burger.
You have?
Yeah, I've had that.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's what I asked. Hoffee Burger. That's what I asked.
That's not the question you asked.
So
there's not going to be a documentary called Guns and Buns, a South Carolina addiction story with Ja Morant and Zion Williamson.
It might be.
There's no Guns and Buns.
You don't know that. So now
it's not a bad 30 for 30 name, but
so now all I'm hearing, I hear this a bunch now. Jokic with two MVPs and should be three. Kendrick Perkins actually derailed his MVP bid this year.
Do you really think that's
the
case?
I really do.
I mean, you might be right. But who? Let's think about this. You believe that Kendrick Perkins made an argument that people said, you know, that Perk is making a lot of sense here.
Well, no, just the thought of it. Just the thought of it. Not, I got to get behind Perk.
I think more than that, there was a run, because I keep track of the MVP odds just for fun. And there was a run where everyone said the narrative changed shortly after that when the Nuggets went on a losing streak and Embiid was playing his best basketball. I think that's where it changed. But then it just takes on that life. Like it lives until someone else takes over, because they were kind of going back and forth. But there was actually a run, I'll pull it up, because I remember where it was, where the Denver Nuggets were not playing well and Embiid was playing great. And that's when I remember people saying, oh, that's when I remember the odds changed, because we get the same emails from Jimmy Burton or whoever.
Yeah, Jimmy
Shapiro. And I remember the odds. Yeah, the odds. I get them from two different people. And there was an MVP odd shift at that time because the Nuggets had lost four or five in a row. That's when I actually think it happened. I think Perk gets too much either blame or credit for making that happen. I don't actually think it's as much what Perkins is not insightful enough. He didn't make a good argument. Like Perkins' argument wasn't good enough to
except he brought voters. Up. He actually brought up the race card. He did,
but did you think it was? You think it was effective?
I do. I think it actually got into the public's consciousness about, you know,
were the voters conscious?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I really do think, and it was actually a narrative in, you know, about, you know, how great is it? And now here's the difference is now what we're seeing is he really, really, really is great.
No, he's one of the best ever. Even if you don't want to say it, it's going to, the way he's playing, if you project it forward, we're in the middle of it. So you're having a hard time with it.
Right.
Some of you, dude, I just go to Dream and I'm like, if Dream did any of this, I would lose my mind. He is doing things. His shot around the basket. He has moves around the basket. He finishes with both hands. He gets a ton of rebounds. A ton of assists.
It just seems
he's efficient.
He
can shoot
again,
from three.
I just think he's like the – again, I think Keisha, I was listening to Keisha. Keyshawn's like, he's just so much bigger than everybody. He's 6'11", but it seems like he's like 7'8".
I know.
He's
I don't,
like 8 feet.
I don't get it. He's no bigger than a lot of the big men who have ever played.
But he just,
here's where he lost. Look, I'm going to show you. This is where I believe he lost the MVP. I want you to see this stretch right here, because this is where it coincides. I want you to look at those. This is March 6th. This is where the odds started changing. Look at the losses there all the way down to the end of the year.
No, I understand that.
It was a big.
But this is after, and it's in the public consciousness already, and they wanted a reason. To me, it definitely had an effect. You could disagree. But to me, Perkins bringing this up and it becoming a national, actually, story. I mean, everybody was talking about this.
Yes,
thing.
But who did you say? But this is the problem I have with that. I didn't hear, I don't remember anyone of consequence in the media saying Perk made some really good points. No one actually said that. Most people are on J.J. Redick's side of that one. And I'm talking about black, white, it didn't matter. I didn't hear anyone say Perk makes a really good point. That's my problem is I didn't see sway anybody.
Well, I mean, I'm
to where the narrative, you say the narrative, we talked about it, but I didn't hear anyone saying, I mean, Embiid deserved Embiid deserved MVP the same amount that Jokic did. Embiid had a great year.
Right.
It's easy to do this right now.
If all things are equal next year after what we're watching Jokic now in the postseason.
Because what you do in the postseason.
Yeah, he wins it.
Because Embiid has done damage to his
status. I'm hearing now. I mean, this morning on the Max and the boys there, it's like he should have won the third one. He should have been the MVP this year. Now you can't rewrite history because you're looking at him now in the postseason going, wow, what a player, what a player.
I know.
Now, but he's going to get credit for this next year in the MVP race.
Absolutely.
He absolutely
Absolutely. And similarly, Embiid is going to get a negative mark against him for not showing up. You know, David Robinson didn't do anything wrong against Olajuwon, and yet people don't remember. I honestly believe that David Robinson is a forgotten big man. People talk about the big man. They talk about Shaq, Wilt, Kareem.
Yep.
They're all great big men. And I put them all ahead of David Robinson, Tim Duncan. But David Robinson deserves to be near that conversation because David Robinson was a phenomenal player, did everything. But David Robinson, forever, his star was tarnished because of what Dream did to him in the postseason.
Yep.
And Dream just had an unbelievable run. But I really don't feel like his reputation ever recovered after that, what Dream did to him. I mean, and you go look at David Robinson's stats, you'll actually be pretty surprised at how you'll remember how. And David Robinson deserved that MVP. And Rocket fans are like, Dream, you gave him that. That should be Dream's. Dream was hurt for a bunch of that year. Dream should not have been the MVP that year. But Dream was also super, super competitive. But I've got no problem with Joel Embiid winning the MVP. It's just that in hindsight, after you get through the playoffs, because it was also hard not to say you give it to Jokic. I mean, you could have easily given it to Jokic, and that's no problem. You can give it to Embiid, and that's no problem. But the idea that, Kendrick Perkins' argument actually put a spotlight on Kendrick Perkins for being an unmitigated dumbass because that's the stupidest argument. Now it's circled as the dumbest argument in the history of sports.
Really?
Now it's circled as one up. Now, there's been some dumb.
Wow.
There have been some dumb.
You're
arguments.
Making a big claim there.
Yeah, I know. But it was one of the dumber things I've ever heard on. To say that it was a racially motivated vote is the dumbest. Like, look at what he's doing. My God, Wilt's never done this. He's the first to have a 30-20-10 finals triple-double, and it was 32 points. And then you had Jamal Murray with 34-point triple-double with 10 rebounds, 10 assists. You had two guys going to Miami, and they choked Miami out. They just suffocated Miami. From the end of the they got a 5-point lead. They went in half with a 5-point lead, and the second half was literally just a ground and pound. It was like watching old Dan Severn fights or Dan Coleman. They just bang, bang, just got them on the ground, and they couldn't get up. Miami could not get up from the ground and pound. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable, and it's 2-1 now. And listen, he had a 30-20-10 night, which is the first time it's ever happened in NBA Finals history. It happened twice before by two other players, Kareem and Wilt, in the postseason. He's got three in the postseason, 30, 20, and 10s. But he's doing it against, this Miami team. It's a bunch of plumbers. Caleb Martin, Max Strus. Are you, what? These guys, Gabe Vincent, these guys are an NBA Finals team.
Before we go to break, this is interesting. I looked up David Robinson. Now, remember, David Robinson played, 4 years at Navy, then had a 2-year commitment with the Navy. So he didn't get into basketball until 6 years after, like a LeBron James would have, for example. His rookie season, he was 24 years old. What do you think David Robinson's career points and rebounds numbers were? And blocks. Because blocks was a much bigger stat back then.
I would imagine David Robinson was 25, 12, and 3.
That's what I would have thought. 3 blocks, 21, 10.6. 21-1 points, 10.6. Actually, he came out like gangbusters. 24 as a rookie, 24 and 12, 25 and 13, 23 and 12, 23 and 12, 29.8 to lead the league in scoring that game. He had 70-something the last day.
Right, the last game of the
season.
And
10.7 rebounds. Then he went against Olajuwon, and he had the MVP year. He was, he had 27.6, 2.9. At age 30, he was 25 and 12, and then he went down to 17, 21, 15, 17, 14. Like, it's a good career, and he was very durable. He played 80 games or more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times during his career. He played 80 games or more. But, yeah, and his block shot numbers are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really good. He averaged over 3 block shots.
Now why are you on David Robinson, though?
No, I don't know. I just, I thought his numbers were actually a little bit better than that. But he played until he was 37 years old.
Who played more games, him or Zion?
David Robinson played 987 games. Will Zion Williamson get to 400 career games?
Ooh, that's a good number. I doubt it.
That's averaging 40 games in a 10-year career.
I doubt that. You think he's going to have a 10-year career? Yeah, probably. He'll keep on getting contracts, actually. And New Orleans is going to have to. When this one is done, they're going to have to go, we can't do this again. But somebody will give him a contract.
It would have to be somebody saying, we just don't believe in you. But baseball. Look at DeGrom.
Yeah.
DeGrom got a big contract.
No. He'll get a contract. He'll be a sixth man somewhere. Zion will be a sixth man that they'll bring in. We're going to play him. We're definitely going to
He'll give be a starter who has to get the – he'll get the Kawhi Leonard treatment. Like, we're not going to play him back-to-backs. Right. We're not going to, And for Zion, that'll be perfect.
No, it absolutely will. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on anything we've talked about? You're more than welcome to get in here with us on ESPN.
Are you bored with these
97.5 and 92.5?
I'm actually having a really good time watching the Nuggets. I am. And Jimmy Butler looked so passive yesterday. I've never seen Jimmy Butler look that passive. He just wouldn't shoot. Everything was a kick at drive and dish. But I'm really enjoying watching Murray. Watching Jokic is a lot of fun. Watching the Nuggets play. I'm actually enjoying watching the Nuggets, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, that's a fun. It is a good team. It's a very good team. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there is a free agent out there now. And do you want him back in town? We'll talk about that on the other side.
It's not official yet, actually, I don't think, right?
Well,
Did it happen?
They've notified him that he'll be waived.
Yeah. Okay, it's a matter of time.
Yeah. I'm notifying you right now. I'm putting you on notice right now. If you dip. I'm putting you on notice. I'm telling you here and now, I need you to stop dipping. I need you to do this right now and stop and go to 975dip.com. It is the best way to get out of this horrible, horrible habit that you have. And what this horrible habit that you have is gross, spitting all over. It's there, tobacco down your shirt, spittle. All around you, when you put the dip in, it's all over the ground.
What kind of people are?
It's horrible people.
They're just all over them.
Yeah, they're gross.
My goodness.
Yeah. No. A lot of girls go, man, you don't dip. Sorry. No. What a girl's never said that, because it's gross. Go to 975dip.com. Get out of that habit. Get out of that nastiness. Get out of that life threatening situation that you're putting yourself in. I need you to go to 975dip.com. It's hemp made of, it's a pouch made of hemp and with hemp inside and CBD oil. And so it's got healing powers. Look, you're looking to get out of this. You got all the flavors that you could possibly want as well. 975dip.com.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this brilliance.
He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
Well, it's not, I don't think he knows. Does Spencer know that it's not The Trench, that it's The Bench? Does he even know this? maybe we got to tell him. I think he thinks it's the trench. I'm not sure. But it's the bench. It's really not the bench. We don't ever call it the bench, but maybe that's
not
why.
The trench.
It's not the trench for sure. Digging the trench. What is the... So if you had your choice right now, gosh, this is just, what an off season. You're right. Like, this isn't the off season I signed up for.
Nope.
You're right. You're so right about that. We thought we had hopes for Victor. If not, then Scoot or
you got Miller everyone gassed up on Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's coming. You got everyone excited about that. And then you ripped the rug out from under us like an NFC
dealer. No, I didn't. Jaylen Brown might still come. I don't know. I said they would look into Jaylen Brown. Absolutely. And did they? Yes. Are they? Yes. If they're not, they're dumb. You got to look into it. Everybody should look into getting Jaylen Brown on their team. Okay. I mean, I'm going to put it out there. You got a choice. You get one. James Harden, Draymond Green, Dylan Brooks, Chris Paul. Which one do you want? I mean,
I'd take Chris Paul because I think Chris Paul. But here's the problem. I already know that this team would not listen to Chris Paul. They're not going to. The young guys are not.
I don't know. Chris he's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's also not. Maybe you're right.
And with Ime? I think you're looking at this team, a Steven Silas team. They ain't going to get that kind of treatment anymore.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But I don't. You got to remember, Chris Paul is like 12 years older. Or 13 years older, 14 years older than Jaylen Green.
With his experience, they should go, wow, that guy knows
stuff.
Yeah,
they should. They should.
That guy knows stuff.
They should versus they will is the question.
Well.
So will they? Because James couldn't get along with Chris Paul. Frankly, a lot of people can't get along with Chris Paul. If you really want to know the truth, look at how many teams Chris Paul has been on.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's been on a lot of teams now. And he's never, I'm not worried. Obviously, you don't have to worry about playoffs as much. Like, Chris Paul's hurting the playoffs. I'll worry about that when you get there, if you're with the Rockets. But on paper, he's the perfect fit. On paper. But his personality, he believes in doing everything you can to win a championship and to play at the highest level. And if you don't do what he likes to do, what he thinks you should do, he's going to let you hear it. And while that and I know a lot of people say, what's the problem with that, Lance? Well, there's no problem with that. Except for the fact that it doesn't always work in the NBA right now. You have to know what you're up against. It doesn't really work in sports right now.
Well, we just glossed over it. Eric Reed yesterday talking about the Heat culture. And what did he talk about? He talked about you have to have uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, that's what you Kelvin Sampson told us. You can't be afraid of confrontation.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's, Ian, that's fine, but.
But if these kids, these youngsters are going to grow, they can't have Steven Silas just going, it's okay.
I know. And you're right. Oh, you're right. I'm just trying to be predictive.
It didn't block out.
I'm being predictive, though. Like, we all know that was just performative. But this is, he tried to do that to save his job. And the fact is, he was a nice guy who got run over by his team.
They don't play hard enough.
Yeah. That's it.
They're not listening.
Get over picks.
All right, now both of you guys have to get up and walk away like he did.
Yeah. You got to close out. But do you really honestly believe if they...
I think there's going to be a lot of people in a lot of people's faces this year. I do.
Who is a lot of people?
Ime, first of all.
Okay.
He's going to get into players' faces.
Okay. You can get in their faces. We'll see how they respond.
Well, no.
There's no guarantee they respond.
Well, no, but listen, you're just assuming that they just want vibes. They want to paint their nails. They want to do all these things.
Well, no,
I think they want to be better basketball players.
Well, I know they like
vibes. And they just
vibes.
Didn't know how.
Well, vibes and nails.
I think Jabari is going to be a different guy this year.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope
and
so.
And I think Jalen has got to look at it and go, I need to take a step.
Just that all sounds great on paper. On paper, this all looks good. On paper, Chris Paul is perfect for them. A distributor who understands how to play the game, who can teach you how to be a pro, but he is abrasive. And I got to know that it matters enough to Jaylen Green and to Şengün, frankly.
I think
he's
perfect.
He's going to demand some things of Şengün. He is perfect on paper, but it doesn't. It's just one thing I've found is that it's not as easy with young people to get them. You just think that they want to get better and they want to buy in. We'll see. Sometimes they say, we want to get better, but it's with they don't want to do it the way you want them to do it. They want to do it the way they think they should do it.
Well, the way that they've done it. And yeah, listen, if you're Jalen Green and you're Shangoon and even Jabari, who's only been here a year, you got to go, the way we're doing it ain't working. It ain't. It's not working. If so maybe matters, we do have to listen to
if
some.
It matters enough, that will happen. But it's going to start with the head coach. The head coach is going to have to lay the hammer down, and they've got to buy in.
For you guys, because they did ask Ime about it, about whether or not he'll retain John Lucas to stay with the team. Do you feel like he's kind of a guy that maybe the other players will listen to? Because he comes off as a very stern guy, and a guy that's going to give it to you straight.
He got into a KPJ threw KPJ. a water bottle at him
and went home.
But then at the same time, Luke maybe has earned respect too. I'm keeping Luke.
Oh yeah,
there's no question.
No, no, no. Luke is okay. Would you rather have Chris Paul or Fred VanVleet?
VanVleet.
Yeah, me too.
I want a core guy first.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is one of those guys that. So the argument I make against James is. My primary argument is it would prevent – there's two things. Number one, the idea of mentoring young people to me is laughable because I've never seen James mentor anybody. And the second problem I have is he's so ball dominant that it would keep in terms of taking big shots too, and that it would keep potentially guys who need to go through those experiences, keep them from getting it. My argument with Chris Paul is I think he can be a very good mentor for young players, and I think he can get the ball in their hands. But I worry about his personality, and it shouldn't be this case, but we've seen it on too many teams. Chris Paul's not going to like to lose. And if he's losing or if he's unhealthy, players are not going to listen to Chris Paul if he's sitting on the sideline in street clothes. That ain't going to happen. You can't just coach from street clothes. They got to see you doing it. And if Chris Paul's not healthy and he's trying to get in their faces about stuff, I don't know that they're going to deal well with that.
What if it's – oh, man, I'm looking at Amen and Ausar had
– Thompson.
Yeah, the Thompson twins. They had pre-draft workouts with the Blazers. Dame was there all smiles. What if Scoot is there at 4?
Oh, well, that'd be great. But if the Rockets like him, it'd be a dream come true to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the Rockets liked him at 2, but the Rockets probably like him – I would imagine if Scoot is there at 4, that's a different story.
Been a report that he may drop to 4, like that some people are liking Amen because of he's long, he's lanky, and just has such raw talent that if you develop him, he'll become one of like the better guards in the league. So there are some that do believe Scoot could drop.
Maybe Scoot just has a cool name and just had a lot of juice behind him, in terms of, because everything was Scoot and Wembanyama and Scoot. Wembanyama. Maybe basketball people get in there and they're like, because I see this with NFL draft all the time where media will hype somebody up and I get in there and watch tape like, what?
Yeah.
Where did this come from? They may be the same way with Scoot.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Messi. We're going to talk some soccer. On the other side, Glenn Davis is going to join us. Soccer Matters. That's right. Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about I went to Houston Powder Coaters. It's on it's right on the highway. It's right on the freeway. It's a huge, huge, huge on the Hardy Toll Road. It's a huge facility, and it's unbelievable. It is so. I'm telling you, you want to talk about the thought, the work, the priming, the prepping, the execution in the ovens. How it is just a perfect way for you to save whatever metal that you want to save. Be it your business, and businesses, they'll come to you, okay? You got a fence, an iron fence that you need fixing. You got furniture that you need fixing. They will come to you, and they have the ability to do that. And anybody else, they will pick it up and deliver it absolutely free, whatever it is that you need fixed. I saw all kinds of car parts, chassis, wheels, all kinds of different, and the furniture was it was unbelievable. So many businesses, they go to them. It's the biggest by volume and the best. 20 years of business experience, they're the best. Houston Powder Coaters. If you're looking for a great way to save that metal, whatever it is, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.